at 6:22. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. We have an update on Sand Branch. That's the Dallas community where about 100 people have lived for decades without running water or sewer service. Sand Branch announced today it's getting a $30,000 grant to help find solutions to bring water to the community. Pastor Eugene Cahey has spent 3 years trying to get Sand Branch on the grid.
I think Neil Armstrong said it best, one small step for man, one giant step for mankind. For this investment from the USDA, it shows a sign of hope and a glimmer of possibilities.
Earlier this year, Sand Branch got approval to operate a water supply corporation. That group sought a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The money was used to develop a preliminary engineering report and environmental analysis.
We still have a long ways to go. I don't want to shortchange it and say we've arrived. We still have some more hurdles to go over. This is just the search aspect of the grant, meaning that we're just going to search the possibilities and the feasibility of bringing water to this small community.
Sand Branch is in southeastern Dallas County near Seagoville. The Dallas County Health Department says the vast majority of well water in Sand Branch is undrinkable. Attempts to annex the community into Dallas have failed through the years. And for the first time in more than 75 years, the Dallas Morning News has endorsed a Democrat for president. The editorial supporting Hillary Clinton was published today. Kevin Ann Willey is editor of the editorial page of the Dallas Morning News. She told KERA it was Donald Trump's tone and policies that made the difference.
Over time, we grew significantly enough discomfited by that we decided we needed to put our flag in the ground and say why Donald Trump is not a Republican and does not embrace the conservative ideals that this newspaper's held dear for a very long time.
Last time the Morning News endorsed a Democrat, Franklin Roosevelt. Willey said it was a deliberate decision and it took some time for the newspaper's editorial board to make.
We tried very hard to be true to the newspaper's ideals and to do what is responsible for America. And we felt strongly that it was important to put country above party.
You can hear more of our conversation with Kevin and Willie on Friday during Morning Edition. Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra musicians and management met today. That's after musicians voted last night to authorize a strike. After that meeting, the musicians' union released a statement saying they were given a final contract offer from management and that it's identical to the offer they rejected last time. The proposed contract calls for a 6.5% pay cut the first year, with pay increases in future years. In its own statement, symphony management says it can't pay what the musicians are asking for. The symphony's trying to close a deficit of $700,000, but the musicians say they've already taken enough pay cuts. The union has not yet said when or if they'll walk off the job. The Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra is scheduled to begin a new season on Friday. The AT&T Performing Arts Center is deeply in debt, so deep that the center has asked the city of Dallas for $15 million over the next 10 years. The proposal is winding its way through the city budgeting process, and KERA's Hadi Mwangi says it's revealing a big rift over how the city allocates money to the arts.
Since it broke ground in 2005, the AT&T Performing Arts Center has been a cultural landmark. Officials there say it's also provided more than 9,000 jobs over the past decade and attracted millions in tourist dollars. The Performing Arts Center is also deeply in debt. Until recently, about $151 million in debt. Maybe not for long, though. The center recently paid about a third of its debt, and banks have agreed to forgive another third. The center is confident that it can raise $35 million from donors. And then there's the catch that's drawing attention from local arts groups. The center is asking the city of Dallas to pitch in with the last 10%. The plan cleared its latest hurdle Wednesday afternoon during a city council budgeting meeting. That's got artists and small arts groups up in arms. At least 30 protesters attended the city council briefing on Wednesday. Here's David Lozano of Cara Mia Theater Company.
This has been the classic story of Main Street versus Wall Street, of David versus Goliath, the common citizen versus the $34 million arts institution with a board of directors worth billions of dollars.
Folks like Lozano feel the center commands resources that should be directed to the rest of the Dallas community. They are especially concerned that the city isn't doing enough to support Hispanic, Black, and other culturally specific groups. Jeff Hurst from Teatro Dallas agrees.
Only 1% of the $21 million OCA budget goes towards Latino artists and organizations, and only 3% towards African American groups. That doesn't just represent a lack of support for diversity, but a lack of support for the art and the artists themselves.
Doug Curtis, the president and CEO of the Performing Arts Center, says he hears people like Lozano and Hurst, but that it's important to be rid of this debt. And the only way he can see that happening is by enlisting the help of the city.
It would be a very difficult challenge for us to overcome. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's okay if they don't approve it. It'll be very difficult.
Other arts organizations and cultural groups say they've waited long enough for equity. If the Performing Arts Center wants city money, it should do more to help small organizations, says Lozano.
What our groups need is theater space. We ask City Council to pass an amendment stating that for the duration of the bailout, ATPAC will provide 12 shows per year for the community. Now that will make a difference.
The center says the deal isn't a bailout. Curtis says the center will offer services to small arts groups, like free marketing support, free ticket services, and last-minute cut-rate tickets for artists. But Hurst says that's not enough.
I actually don't think the AT&T PAC has anything really to offer small theaters.
And Lozano says what the center's offering won't help arts groups like his speak the communities that they serve.
Right now, ticketing and marketing doesn't do as much good, especially when our groups don't have space.
Wednesday afternoon, city council members attempted to hammer out proposals that would add money which could be dispersed to smaller arts groups through the Office of Cultural Affairs. The final budget is due in 2 weeks. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Should be mostly clear this evening, low around 79. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 96. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 77. It's currently 93 degrees in Dallas, 94 in Fort Worth and Wichita Falls, and 91 in Tyler. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.